Hey, gonna warn you ahead of time, this is an un-show. This is not an actual deadpan. Were this an actual deadpan, then actual deadpan would happen. So if you were kind of observing the deadpan excitement over the past weekend and going, what the hell is this? Must be something. I really need to go check this out. Then this is an un-show, so it would probably leave you a little bit confused. So would a regular episode, but hopefully that will leave you less confused, and hopefully, you'll find some amusement in that. So I'd say go back to the last episode, which was 158, I think, or go back to 149. Just, there's some good stuff. There's some good stuff in between there too. Just go check out a regular episode. You can even grab one at random. But anyway, this is an un-show, so on with the un-show. Un-show, take two. This is take two because I recorded the entire un-show in one dramatic, exciting take and clicked stop in Audacity, and Audacity stopped working. And the temp files were unrecoverable. And anyway, enough whining. This is deadpan. This is an unshow. This is actually the unshow directly following the deadpan meetup number two, which was a wonderful success and a wonderful time. And I hope that everyone had a lot of fun. And I hope I do not leave you out when I say thank you for everything you did to Evo, Sheila, Debbie, CJ, Danthal, and friends and kids and mom, Lopan, Lee, Amy Bowen, LaJon, Michelle, Rhett, Teresa, and kids, Kothalia, Rhea, Dan Charette, and Michelle, Ditto, and T-Cat, and from afar, SB, Used Hair, Vanamon, Scotty J, and others. When I say from afar, there were people who watched we had the webcams going, and there were people who participated from afar on the Ustream, and just by generally chatting with us. There may have, as I said, there may have been others, and I apologize if I left you out. I apologize if I looked right at your face over the weekend, and I'm not listening you here just because of some brain fart. But that's been kind of a common thing lately, and we'll address that. Also, need to give a great shout out and a great thank you to, and you know who you are. I don't want to embarrass you or single you out, but there are a couple of people who paid for some rather expensive meals, including the sub that we had on Saturday and the pies that we had on the way back from Sedona. Actually, well, in Sedona, we had a rather large bill at the Oak Creek Brewery where the food and beer was excellent. And one person plus, plus spouse, I suppose. Oh, I just. Anyway, one person plus spouse picked up the tab, and my sincere gratitude to them. My sincere gratitude to the people who picked up the bill for the pies at the place on Route 17 in Arizona on the way back from Sedona. It's supposedly world famous for its pies, and they were damn good, and we had them on 314, so it was very fitting, as Amy Bowen was very eager to point out. And of course, other meals were paid for, and I just have a lot of gratitude to those people. I have a lot of gratitude to the people who put up their homes for Crash Space. And of course, I have to single out CJ and Dan for putting up their home to host the barbecue and their backyard to host the barbecue and, subjecting their neighbors to us. And I also have to subject, not subject, although I guess suppose we did subject Dan Charette to our deadpanness when we showed up at his, he had an event at the Changing Hands. Sort of a semi-famous local bookstore was doing a story casting event, and so he was there to represent his book Lilith's Love, and the whole deadpan crew busted on out there. Not a whole lot of recording was done over the deadpan weekend, but that's all right because I think a good time was had by all. I certainly hope so. I certainly hope that everyone had a good time. We did manage to record. Lee and I played four songs. Lee was my bass player at Pod Camp, and he also played bass for me. We did four songs in Dan and CJ's backyard, which I think went over pretty well. And there are pretty good recordings of those, so you'll hear those on future Deadpans. And then, of course, after that, Dan Thal and I did a completely, well, pretty much impromptu, never before rehearsed run through of Ice Ice Baby that I'm pretty pleased with. And of course, before all of that, our opening act, if you will, was Ditto cashing in his national anthem requirement and singing the United States national anthem for us all. And what better way to kick things off? Of course, all of this, I actually don't even have that audio, so you won't obviously hear it in the Sun Show, but you'll hear it in an upcoming regular Deadpan episodes. There are a couple other things. I'm sorry. This is a long Un Show. I'm going to get through all the stuff we need to get to quickly. There were some observations that I was a little bit tense over the weekend, which is true, and I do apologize, and I hope it didn't cause anyone any concern. Tomorrow, as of the recording, and probably today, if you're listening on the very first day that this Un Show is out, I'm having a huge, huge, huge thing happen, which will be very, very important for my children, and I certainly hope that it goes well. So I'm kind of freaking out. I'm freaking out right now, in fact. You can probably hear that in my voice, that I'm freaking out. But that's been weighing heavily on my mind, so it may have been weighing heavily on my mind over the weekend. But again, I still, in spite of this major life event that is weighing on my mind, I certainly hope that you all had a good time, because I certainly did have a good time at the meetup. It was really, truly wonderful. If you didn't make it last year, I really hope you can make it next year. And hey, look at that. I saved and Audacity did not crash. Fucking miracle. So we did not record a full live Deadpan episode. We did record some audio bits. As I said, we recorded some live music. Directly after that, we did some live questers from FPM with lots of giggling. So good luck, Amy, working that out with all the giggling. And then we recorded a whole lot, but it was also a whole lot of just kind of party chaos. And it was fun. So that's not in no way is that a complaint or dissatisfaction, but it was probably not great audio. We did actually do some live Deadpan favorite memories, which was... I was told that Deadpan's self-indulgent. I didn't think we were, but I was told that we are. So be it. We had some favorite Deadpan memories, and I also did receive one from afar. So just because you weren't at the meetup doesn't mean you can't play. If you want to send me your favorite Deadpan memory, then I will have contact info at the end of the Un Show. But it certainly would be welcome. Some anything that you've enjoyed about associated with Deadpan over the past 4 years since this whole thing got started. So it has truly been about 4 years. I'm recording this on St. Paddy's Day, 2010. And this is going to go out. The first episode was somewhere around now. So I don't know. We'll address it again in the next real episode of Deadpan. Anyway, one thing we did not do. I had a hopefully comedic bit with 60 different parts. And I was going to give out each of the lines, 60 lines. I was going to give a line or some lines to everyone who was there at the meetup, and everyone was going to read them one at a time, and it was going to be just pure hilarity. But since that did not go through at the meetup, and again, that's completely fine. Everyone was having a good time, and I think it would have gone over with a great big thud the way everyone was feeling at the end of the night on Saturday. If you would like to play from afar, then send me an email or let me know. Email is the preferable way. Send me an email and let me know. It's really basically unlimited. You know, we'd have a cap of 62 participants, so we're not going to hit 62. So you'll get a few lines if you want to play, and I hope you do, because it hopefully will be a fun thing. Hopefully it'll be even more fun doing it this way than it would have been to hear live for a bunch of drunks at a party. Not that we were all, you know, there were maybe one or two that were drunk. Cough. And that cough doesn't apply to me. I was actually kind of not drunk. Anyway, this is Truly Babble. I'm going to read some comments and get us the flock out of here. We actually, as of this recording, we had 1,141, which is pretty damn impressive, considering that we had some site downtime and that we also had... you know, a bunch of people traveling and away from their computers. So, first of the week, Vanamon says, feet of lead, spine of glass, which may or may not be a reference to Archipelago. Probably not. I'm probably being self-indulgent and vain again. CJ says, things I'll be bringing to Denny's include the Deadpan poster, some black thingamabopper that is some sort of Jack's equipment, A book by Bruce Campbell, signed. Amy's, I think, power cord for her laptop. If you feel there are more items you've left behind, please let me know. Oh, look, a pillow. LeJohn from Chandler says, spring break? Now there's a perfect example of how school does not prepare people for real life. Star muttering fit star. Spring break, I'll show you a broken spring, ellipsis. Star slash muttering fit star. Reaper says, I'm not big on self-adornment either, just have the wedding ring. I like wearing hats, but my wife doesn't like them, so I rarely buy one or wear them. I love my jester's hat in the winter. It's so warm. LeJohn from Chandler says, we will nub you. Ed from Texas says, bizarre nub triangle. And finally, Ed from Texas says, and here I thought this would be a light week with the meetup and all. Silly me, ellipsis. And yes, silly Ed from Texas. But it was wonderful having Ed from Texas and Lopan staying here with me at my place. It was very cool. Those are two very cool guys. And again, I appreciate everyone else opening their homes. Well, not every, it's not like everyone else, but those who did open up their homes for out-of-towners. And again, I certainly hope you are more than welcome as a cool deadpanite. You listening right there, you are more than welcome to come to town next year when we do this. Well, the plan is to do this all again. Hopefully no comet or comic will crash through the atmosphere and destroy life as we know it on the planet. If that happens, then there probably won't be a Deadpan Meetup 2011. Otherwise, that's the plan. So you can send me all kinds of content. You can send me dumbass memories. You can send me deadpan memories. You can send me funny stories about things that have happened to you. You can send me favorite song lyrics. Or you can just send me random shout-outs and hellos. And the voicemail line is 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. Or again, if you would like to contact me about taking part in the upcoming thingy, which will require participants. I mean, if I only get like one or two people, then it will come across as very silly. But if you want to come, if you want to help out and take part in the thing that has 60 or so lines, it was going to be sort of a highbrow, lowbrow, then, or of course, if you just want to send me stuff. There's a huge fucking buildup to just give you my email address, which is sphericaljackm@gmail.com. All right, again, thank you very much. You've proven to just be a wonderful group of people. Deadpan Meetup number two was just really blew my mind that some of these people, you know, worked things out with their significant others or spouses or their finances or their time or whatever it was to make this weekend a traveling vacation expense weekend to come to Arizona. And I'm just flabbergasted and floored. You can see, yes, my mind is completely in freak out mode. So I am going to go. I'm going to end this unshow and go freak out some more. But I appreciate every last one of you for making Deadpan a cool thing. And, you know, I'll see you on the comments page. And I'll catch you hopefully next week is a full-length Deadpan episode. We'll catch you next week as well. Deadpan is the way.